In the Sugyas of Hanukkah, we find the Gemara makes a big deal about the Metzias of the Pach HaShemen. The Yevonim tried to metam all the Pach HaShemen, and one Pach they didn't get to, and Klal Yisrael found it. What's this inyan of this Pach HaShemen, Miyuchedik Pach HaShemen? Was it a Nes? A Nes L'Chor was a Nes Alpi Derech HaTeva. The fact that the Yevonim didn't find it, and Klal Yisrael was zeichah to find it, that's a teva. Was it such a big deal, this inyan of Metzias HaPach HaShemen? More so, we find in the Meiri, on the famous question of why do we have 8 days Hanukkah? Why not 7 days? L'Chor, the first day was not a Nes. So the Meiri says, Laila Rishon Shaloi Hoya Nes HaShemen Mevorchen Al HaGula Val hoidos mitzias apach v'shara leilois al neis hashemen. We make a special hoidah, the first night. The nair of the first night is on the hoidah, on the mitzias apach. What's the big inyan of this mitzias apach? We also have to understand the whole inyan of Chanukah b'chlal, that we make a zecher to the neis. We have chazal v'kaveh a mitzvah zecher, this neis of that the Nair is burnt for 7 days. In the Beis HaMikdash was full of Nisim. The Mishnah says in Ovis, Asar Nisim Nasla V'Sein Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was Oimden Tzvufim Mishtachvim Revochim. Millions of people came to the Azara by Karm Pesach. Even the Inyan of Menorah, the Nair that was Daluk in the Beis HaMikdash, was Daluk all the time, was a Nais that was Kavua in the Beis HaMikdash. We don't find, we make a zecher to this neis. We don't find, we made a yontiv out of it. We don't find the inyan of making a bracha, asha'asal, nisim laviseinu, on this neis. So what's this inyan? Also, we have to understand a little bit that Rabban Shem doesn't make stam and neis to happen without a tzarech. What was the tzarech of this neis that they should burn for 7 days? They were anusim. And I'm a chuyiv more. One day lighting, then they'll get, whenever they get more shemen, they'll light again. Was it a tzarech, such a neis? So to understand this whole inyan, you want to be magdim the Gemara in the end of Masechta Shabbos. The Gemara speaks about in the sugya Kufnun Vavam Nebeis, Ein Mazal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is above Mazalis. Mazalis don't govern over Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara tries to figure out, is a raya to Ein Mazal Yisrael or Yesh Mazal Yisrael? The Gemara brings a story with Shmuel and Avlit. Avlit was an astrologer, and he was a Chayzik Echovim, and he was able to see what's going to be in the future with people. They were sitting, and a person passed by, and the Chayzik Echovim Avlit, the astrologer, said, he is not going to live. He's going to go, and he's not going to come back. Shmuel said, if he's a Yid, he's going to go, and he's going to come back. You don't have nothing to worry about. Kachava, this person went, and he came back. So Avlit quickly got up and ran over. He threw down his masa, it says the Gemara. He went over there, and he picked up to see what was over there in the area where this Yid was working. And he saw that there was a snake there that was cut in half. When he chopped the wood over here, this Yid was working and chopping wood. The snake was killed. So Shmuel went over to him and asked him, what did he do today special? Something must have been done special today for you to be saved. So he said, I'll tell you, all the workers get together every day, and we all bring food, and we put it in a basket, and we eat all together, all the food together. Today I saw one of the workers didn't have enough food, bring any food. He was going to be embarrassed. So what I did was, I made believe I was collecting from everybody, and I put in, when I came to him, I put in the basket, like as if he put in. So I saved him from embarrassment. Tzedakah tatzel memava, said Shmuel. But the fact you did this, Maisa saved you. So the question is, why was Shmuel so sure about that this Yid is going to be saved? We understand that there's such a thing called mazel, which means that the person has some kind of gezeirah that's supposed to happen to him. Shmuel understood that ein mazel Yisrael, that a person has yicholes to do a maisa chesed by tzedakah tatzel memavas, that a person will have the ability to save himself by doing a maisa chesed. That's ein mazel Yisrael. But why was Shmuel convinced that this Yid is going to actually have a Maisa Ches to do? Maybe it'll be no opportunity for Chesed to save him. Steht in this Gemara, Yesoid Godel. that if the Rabban Shem brings a gzeira on a person, he brings a gzeira with a possibility of Sharas getting out of the gzeira. There was a gzeira on this yid to be killed with a snake. The Rabban Shem gave him the opportunity to do a ma'aseh chesed, and Shmuel understood that if a yid has opportunity to ma'aseh chesed, the becheskas that he's going to do the ma'aseh chesed. And it was clear to Shmuel that the Rabban Shem won't leave this yid without opportunity to do a ma'aseh chesed. That means that every single time that the Rabban Shem brings a gzeira on a person, there's opportunities for a person to get out of the gzeira. Not only in gzeiras of Gashmias, the Rabban Shem gives us opportunities to get out of the gzeira. Over here in the Ma'isa of Chanukah, the Bach tells us the reason why there was this gzeira against the Yevanim, against the Yidin, was Yisrashlu ba'avoida. They didn't do avoida properly. They were Misrashlu avoida. That means that Klai Yisrael themselves were at fault for the avoida being bottled. It was their chesaron. There was some kind of Yisrashlu avoida. Afal pikein, the Rabbeinu Shloilam gives every Yid and Klai Yisrael opportunity, bein begashmis and bein beruchnis, to get out of their situation. There's a pach hashemen. The Rabbeinu Shem left beforehand, magdim refua lamaka. Not only in Gashmias, in Ruchnias also, in Avodas Hashem, a person has the ability, when a tzara happens or something's not going right, the Rabbeinu Shem gives him opportunity to get out of the situation. Rabbeinu Shem was magdim over here, refua, that a day, the Rabbeinu Shem beforehand put a pach hashemen over here, excuse me, into the underneath where Klai Yisrael could be able to find it. If Klai Yisrael will be rowed, actually be able to find the Pach Hashem and continue doing Avodas Hashem. All this is only if a person does Zicholis up to the maximum what he could do, if not more than how much he could do. In a Gzeira of Ruchnius, the Rabban Shem doesn't say just have Bitochen Hashem. A person has to actually do something, do the maximum he could do. And then the Rabban Shem is Megala to him, Nu Koiches, like the Loshnam Sus Asharam, Tchilose Avoida Vesoife Gmul, Tchilose Ishtadlus Vesoife Matana. It's a Matana Gemura from the Rabbeinu Shalom. That the Rabbeinu Shalom does Nisim for us. Not only does Nisim, he prepares for us ways how we can get out of our situation. And more so, if a person Zoicha, like over here, what happened to Maisa Chanukah, not only did we zeichah the first day to find the Pach HaShemen, which that itself needs a hoidah, that we zeichah to this refuah that Rabban Shem's magda beforehand, also we zeichah to avoida a nest that Rabban Shem gave us even more than we were roye for, that the 8 days on the Hanami could be zeichah for this nes. So Chanukah is a time to take stock, the frat in Ruchnius, and we see over here in India now being moida on Ruchnius. After we're masig, what we're supposed to be masig, after we try what we could do. Not only in Yinon Gashmias, a person has a chiv aydah if he has a tzlach in Ruchnias. There's a Moridika word from Chaim Vital. Chaim Vital explains the pasuk of Hoidu Lashem ki toiv ki lo'olam chazdoi. Hoidu Lashem ki toiv, when a person's moida to Rabban Shalom and all the toiv that comes his way. That is a reason that Rabban Shalom will be mamshich the toiv la'olam, ki la'olam chazdoi, the chesed will be mamshich la'olam. A yidei that we're moided to Rabbeinu Shalom, in Gashmias and in Ruchnias, ubefrat in Ruchnias, will be zoicher to hoidel Hashem ki toiv ki la'olam chazdoi.